97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Hugh Jackman, fresh off his success of Deadpool and Wolverine, will be headlining a 12-concert residency at Radio City Music Hall that's going to start on January 24th. The show, titled From New York With Love, will feature songs from Jackman's career, including songs from The Boy from Oz, The Greatest Showman, and The Music Man. The residency will take place across select weekends in April, May, June, July, with the final shows on August 15th and 16th.
What about Les Mis?
I'm sure, maybe.
I love
it. Didn't say that one specifically.
The music from The Greatest Showman is great.
Yes.
My daughter watched that movie like 20 times. She was obsessed with it. And I think all like elementary school kids around that age were. Because every time
that'll do it for the girls.
Well, every time they had the talent show, they all sang, what's the one real famous song from that?
Greatest Showman.
No.
The woman who sings that song.
Pink redid it.
I don't know.
Carl doesn't know the answer to a trivia question about music.
When I play a song from Greatest Showman.
A Million Dreams. A Million Dreams.
That is a good song, too.
That is not a hockey song.
I don't normally like watching musicals. I'll go to a play and I enjoy that, but I don't normally like watching them. But that is one of the very few that I think I would sit over and over and watch.
Which they haven't made a musical out of it yet. Like on Broadway, have they?
Right.
They're supposed to.
Right.
But they have not.
So, yes. I would play Greatest Show at a hockey game. I will not play A Million
Still
Dreams.
Defending it.
That's not a hockey song.
It is the Greatest
Country
Show.
Roads is.
Hey. Country Roads. Nope, I'm not allowed to say. Never mind.
Keep your job.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre is facing a $10 million lawsuit from Dr. Charles Sophie, the psychotherapist who served as his marriage counselor during his divorce from Nicole Young. Sophie accuses Dre for launching a malicious harassment campaign, including threats, homophobic rhetoric, and late-night texts against him. The lawsuit claims Dre directed his frustrations with the divorce process towards Sophie over the course of nearly a year. We'll see if he gets his money. I doubt he will.
I didn't even know he was going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Who's Dr. Dre? That's really sad. Now, if Mark were here, he might say, who's Dr.
Who's
Dre?
No, he knows who Dr. Dre is.
He's locked in my basement. Come on, had to do it.
Hold on, wait.
Fisher-Price has recalled over 2 million Snug-a-Swings following five infant deaths reported between 2012 and 2022. They're called Snug-a-Swings. The swings sold from 2010 to 2024, and they pose a suffocation risk, particularly when bedding is added. The deaths involved infants ages 1 to 3 months who were placed unrestrained in the swings. The U.S. Consumer Report Product Safety Commission emphasizes the swings were not intended for infant sleep. Consumers should immediately remove the headrests and body support inserts and can receive a whopping $25 refund from Fisher-Price.
Wow. They're going big, right? $25. That'll make up for it. I mean, if you add bedding to anything with an infant, that they would probably argue that could be bad. Because it's not like they're at the age where they can get it off of themselves if they get it wrapped around their head somehow.
I'm looking at them right now. They're like octopi. They look like octopus.
Yeah, they're kind of weird looking things.
I'm going to have to Google this.
I know my kid didn't have one. That's all I remember.
They're animals. Like, that's a lion and that's an octopus and that is a monkey and a frog, but they have like four different arms, and I could see how a baby could
get caught up in one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like last night Tesla hosted their highly anticipated We Robot event last night. They had the Cyber Cab. That was one of the big things that came out of it. It's a robo taxi, which has it's fully self-driving. It has no steering wheel or no pedals. Or no Ethan Bright in it, because I would not get in one. The big thing, though, that came out of it that I thought was the Optimus robot. It's a full autonomous personal assistant. Go on Twitter today, or X, or whatever you want to call it. Look these things up. They're all over right now. They look exactly like those robots in iRobot.
Or the Wild Robot.
No, I mean, they look exactly like iRobot. And it's kind of cool, though. They've got like people interviewing these robots. They're just sitting out in the street talking.
I saw that.
They can answer questions. They're serving you drinks. Like,
how much does one of these cost
to
get a personal robot
assistant? Elon Musk is the world's richest man. if you buy one of these, he will stay that way.
I mean, if anyone could afford one, I just think of the movie Bicentennial Man with Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking at the RoboVan. The RoboVan looks...
What's the fail-safe?
It looks like a cross between a bus and a toaster.
It does.
A toaster?
It really
yes,
does.
It looks like a toaster.
What it's is the fail-safe to... if there is no pedals and if there are no
steering
wheels?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It totally looks like a toaster. Oh my gosh. I was trying to picture in my brain what that would look like. You're spot on.
I think it's supposed to be used for mass transit, right?
Right. Yeah.
Wow, what is our future going to look like?
I mean, it does look like something out of the Jetsons or whatever.
Well, so do the Cybertrucks. Those are every time I see a Cybertruck, I don't even want to look because I'm like, I don't want to even, that's what you want me to do. You want me to look at you, and I'm not, and I do it anyway.
Speaking of Cybertrucks, the Irvine Police Department in Southern California has purchased the country's first Tesla Cybertruck for police use, though it will not be used for regular patrols. The truck, costing $153,175, more than a typical Ford Police Interceptor, will primarily be used for anti-drug programs at schools. So they spent...
Is that really necessary?
$153,000.
Sell drugs. The DARE program. Is DARE still a thing, by the way?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, it is.
Come
this
on.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
If you're on drugs, you might think it's a good idea to buy one of these stupid cars.
Yeah, I don't get the connection
This
there.
Is what can happen, kids.
Stay off drugs.
Yeah,
they thought it was cool looking. Kids are going to like it, you know. A recent Qantas flight from Sydney to Tokyo became uncomfortable when a racy film, reportedly called Daddy-O, played on all the passenger screens for nearly an hour due to a technical issue. Passengers were unable to pause or turn off the movie, which has a R rating for language, sexual content, and brief nudity. And although the crew tried to resolve the issue, they eventually switched to a children's film.
It stars Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson.
I heard it's pretty racy.
Yeah.
To have that on for an hour, and then, yeah, how can you not figure out how to stop that?
Where's that stop button at?
And who put that on in the first place? I feel bad. My gosh, what a flight to be on.
Get more at 971talk.com.